Song of the Week, your home for smooth jams and fire rhymes. 34 degrees, 10 minutes after the hour. Oh, I talked it up.
You're making me hard right now.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, all you silly shitheads, and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week. I'm your host, Red. Joining me tonight, back by popular demand, it's Teresa.
Hi, everybody. I'm back.
Hi,
for
Teresa.
Now. Hi, Red. How are you doing, bud?
I'm here, president accounting for.
Hell yeah.
But before we get into all of that, make sure to go to shittysong.show, where you'll find links to the social media, the Patreon, the voters poll, and everything else Shitty Song of the Week related. And make sure to go to Discord and type in Shitty Song of the Week and join the Discord server. Submit songs, chat about the show, and just hang out with me, Teresa, and a lot of other shitheads over there. So I'll put the link in the show notes. So.
It's a grand old time.
Yeah, it's a lot of music going on over there. Music that I have never heard of before.
And music that you hate that I post all the time.
More that I hate than I like, but... yeah, Teresa, welcome back, for now.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully I can stay, but, my employer will make that decision for me. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm hoping that your employer takes a long walk off a short bridge.
You and me both.
you get to hang around for a little while.
I know. I miss being here. I've been sad.
I miss somebody to bounce jokes off of. Jody's not been funny the last couple times. And, you know, we've had a lot of guests on here lately.
I know, some absolute bangers.
Yeah, so it's good to have somebody on the other side of the table there to bounce.
Your old reliable springboard.
Right, yeah, I got to have somebody to laugh at my stupid-ass jokes, and you're the only one that laughs at them, so.
Aw. I miss you too, Red.
Yeah, that was my weird way of saying I miss you, Teresa. Yeah, we got a show to do, Teresa.
We do.
And it seems like over the last few weeks, there's been an influx of it. And I think it just happened by chance, I guess. But there's been a lot of R&B, a lot of hip hop.
Yes.
You know, just been back and forth. It's just that's what the guests pick or that's just what comes up. And I'm kind of sick of it. I'm ready to do something different.
Yeah, I think it's time to, I don't know, what did the great Twisted Sister say? I want to rock? Rock.
Oh, I was going to say we're not going to take it.
But... Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we're going to do some rock tonight. We did pepper in like a country episode, I think.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just been straight R&B and hip hop and... smooth, easy listening 80s fuck jams and all this kind of stuff. So
gasms
and draws and all kinds of shit. So now we're gonna do some rock music.
Hell yeah, throw your horns up, everybody.
And whenever I said let's do some rock music, you asked what subgenre or dad rock or puss rock or whatever it was you said.
I think it was dad rock. Or it was dad, butt, yacht, and you just said rock.
Yeah, let's just do rock. Just general rock. Because I could say a specific genre, and we do it all the time. I'm not above it, but I'm just, you know, when you just say rock, that covers all of it.
Yes.
And we could be at opposite ends of the rock spectrum, or we could be close together. So mine is... nostalgic, I guess.
Okay.
Well, it'll make you nostalgic just for the sound of it, but and the artist, and but at the same time, I will get into it. I guess I'm gonna go first.
Okay. Yep. You go first, and I'll go last.
I got a question, Teresa.
I might have an answer.
And this will start the whole entire thing off, right? You ever listen to a song and feel sorry for the artist? You cringe at the artist, and get sad and hate it all at the same time?
Yes, that's happened to me several times, especially with all these old artists that are making resurgences. And it's just like, why? Just stop.
There's been a lot of it, right?
There has. There has been a lot. Too much, one might say.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, having done Shitty Song of the Week for like 5 years or something now, I have come across a lot of shitty music, right? And at some point, I've cringed over a song. I've gotten sad and been like, oh, man, you really shouldn't have did that because you're my favorite artist. You really shouldn't have made that song.
Yeah.
Or you just fucking hate it. You know, it's one or the other most of the time. Mm-hmm. A couple of these feelings combine every now and then, but I've never fucking cringed, felt sorry for, got sad, hated it all at the same time, right?
Whole spectrum of emotions.
Yeah, that's how I feel about... And see, this is what I, this is another thing. I thought this was an Ozzy Osbourne song. It's not. Ozzy Osbourne's just singing it. So
oh,
you remember
you
that?
Didn't.
Yeah. So you remember that Tommy Lee thing that, you know, whoever brought it? I think Mr. Magenta brought it, or somebody did.
Yeah.
And he got credit for it, but he wasn't on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
Demon Bitches or whatever it was.
Right. Okay. So. We'll get into this in a minute, but this Ozzy Osbourne song called Crack Cocaine.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I seen it in my fucking thumbnail on my YouTube. I immediately saved it to my playlist, right?
Oh.
But this is what I thought was Ozzy's new song called Crack Cocaine. Actually, this is a fella by the name of Billy Morrison. Which happens to be one of the guitar players for Billy Idol.
Okay.
It's also got a dude named Steve Stevens, which sounds like a made-up weatherman on Anchorman or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Steve Stevens, that just sounds pretty funny. But for those who don't know, Billy Morrison, like I said, he mainly plays guitar for Billy Idol. He plays with an LA-based cover band called Royal Machines. And he also fronts a rock band called Circus Diablo.
Okay.
Steve Stevens also plays guitar for Billy Idol. And he writes music with Billy Idol.
Is Billy Idol in the song?
No, there's no Billy Idol. It's both of their guitar players, both of his guitar players, but no Billy Idol.
Huh.
What I thought was cool about this is this Steve Stevens fella. He's also famous for his lead guitar work on the theme to Top Gun.
Really?
This motherfucker won a Grammy for it in 1987. Okay?
He won a Grammy for his deedle-dees. Congratulations.
Right. Yeah, so he's played guitar with Michael Jackson. What's the dude's name from the Cars?
Rick
Ocasek.
Yeah, Ocasek.
Yeah. And the sledgehammer himself, Mr. Robert Palmer. So this guy's been all over the place. He's pretty renowned, I would say. I've never heard of him, but... I mean, he's got around the block a few times with his guitar, so.
So with their pedigree, this should be a great song. And see, full disclosure, I've seen this song. Mm-hmm. I've refused to listen to it just because of the title alone, but now I'm in a situation to where I'm going to be forced to listen to it. So you'd figure, like I said, their pedigrees, this should be a slamming song. And I have a feeling I'm going to be heavily disappointed.
All right, well, this Crack Cocaine song is... gonna be on Billy Morrison's upcoming album called The Morrison Project. And that's what threw me off, because I was like, wait a minute, this is Ozzy.
Yeah.
And he paid these fucking dipshit guitar players to play because he doesn't have Zakk Wylde anymore, you know?
Right.
So, in my research, I seen that it was a Billy Morrison song. And I was like, so, wait a minute. These two dipshits got together and said, hey, we can't sing. Let's get Ozzy to do it.
You know, because he's renowned for his... vocal capabilities.
Yeah, and I said all of this, Teresa, to say this. This song sucks. Fucking bad. I feel like these dudes pushed Ozzy to do this, right? Ozzy's been out of the spotlight for a while because of his health problems. His Parkinson's has taken over. His fucking back's fucked up. The Prince of Darkness is tired, Teresa. He can't even stand up anymore. He sits in a chair for this whole fucking music video.
Yeah, I was just going to say the thumbnail shows him sitting in a chair, so I doubt he's moving much.
It's sad to watch the Giants fall. You know what I mean? Like, Ozzy's a fucking legend. He always will be. I love Ozzy. I love his music. this song's just a... So Ozzy, Billy Morrison, Steve Stevens from the 11 o'clock weather news channel, they all wrote this song together.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, Teresa, this song's called Crack Cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Much to my disappointment, Teresa, it's not about actual crack cocaine. It's about being in love with a chick, Teresa.
Oh, so let me guess. It's a metaphor that their love is as addicting as crack cocaine. Got it.
Yeah. Ozzy says it's about the two loves of his life in the Rolling Stone article about this fucking song. It's called, he says he wrote it about the two loves of his life, and that's drugs and women.
Jesus Christ. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So long story short, Ozzy, Billy, and Steve got together in the studio, wrote this fucking song in like 20 minutes. And now you have a fucking Ozzy song called Crack Cocaine that's now on Shitty Song of the Week. That's how it happens, Teresa. That's how it happens. It snowballs from just like that.
All right, let me buckle myself in.
So the song starts off with a blues riff, Teresa. For whatever reason. For whatever reason, like a blues riff and Ozzy just go together. Then it jumps right in with a heavy-ass down-tuned guitar. Now, for me, the music in this is fine, Teresa. Like, it's mixed well. The riffs are okay. But it's two guys... This Billy Morrison and Stevie. It's two guys playing the same fucking thing throughout the entire song. It's two guitars playing over one another throughout the entire song. Note for note, until you get to the deedly-dee portion of the song, and then Billy Morrison steps in and does his thing, then they go back to fucking layered guitars again.
So you have lead guitarists when you...
No, you have two rhythm guitarists and one lead, which is just two dudes. One plays rhythm and just rhythm, and the other dude plays rhythm and lead, which is Billy Morrison. But they're both playing rhythm over each other during the whole entire song. That was a lot.
Why? I'm not even a musician, and I know you don't do that.
Well, most bands have a singer, a bassist, a rhythm, a lead, and a drummer.
Yeah.
Right?
Why would you have your lead and your rhythm?
Not this band. They have two of them.
No.
But the lyrics explain that love is like a drug addiction, Teresa. Not about crack. But I like to pretend that it's about crack cocaine because it makes it funnier and it makes me get through the song a little easier. Let's get on into this thing. We've talked about way too much here.
Oof, almost 5 minutes.
Yeah,
ouch.
But it goes pretty quick. It goes pretty quick.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so this is Billy Morrison, Ozzy Osbourne, and Steve Stevens with Crack Cocaine. It's got a little bit of a music video, too, by the way. Sorry. I don't know why, but it does.
Well, first of all, it already sounds like, I can't think of the title right now, but it already sounds like an Ozzy song.
Well, like it is, just, Teresa. This is Ozzy
Osbourne. Like a previous Ozzy song, like something he'd released like in the early 90s.
Yeah, there was a point in Ozzy's career where some of his stuff sounded the same for a really long time.
Yeah.
But I made that clip long for a reason. I wanted to highlight the transitions from the blues to the... It's jarring. You don't go from blues to that.
No.
Why it needed the blues in it, I don't know. But it was kind of fucking stupid.
I mean, it would have made more sense if they would have just done that for the video. But I'm assuming that's also in the actual track as well. And
I would say.
And if it is, then yeah, that makes absolutely no sense. Because like, unless the song starts off, like, say up until this point, it's bluesy. And then you start rocking. That's one thing. But
yeah,
having that little like, that makes no fucking sense.
It, from the blues riff to a heavy ass drop D chugga chugga, you just don't mix those two, I don't think. They don't sound well together.
No.
Ozzy's voice is Ozzy's voice. It's been that way for 50 years. You can't really critique any of that. It's Ozzy, right? All of his vocal tracks sound exactly the same. They sound like Ozzy. Only Ozzy can sound like Ozzy.
Exactly.
So again, the music is really here is fine. You know what I mean? As far as the instrumentation and all that shit, I'm not a fan of drop D. It's ridiculous, right? But the premise of the song is what ties this whole thing together for me, Teresa, and that's the crack cocaine. Like, this is what's throwing me off. The stupid play on words in the song, and because you're talking about one and you mean the other and you mean one, yeah, and you're talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the whole thing about it is weird.
Well, and even too, because I don't have the lyrics in front of me, but even like the rhyme scheme, it's so simplistic. And Ozzy has written some really great songs. He's better than this. And even too, the whole, you know, love is like a drug, or, you know, I'm addicted to you. It's so played out. And it's like you are writing the million and one version of the song you just decided to use. It's like a Mad Lib for love songs. Like, oh, crack cocaine, I'm addicted to, like, your love. You know, it's so cliche, and it's been done so many times.
Yeah, Iron Man was a musical masterpiece, Teresa.
Yes, this is not.
Yeah. So you don't have the lyrics pulled up, but I do have a little bit of these, and to kind of solidify the point. I guess the way that your love makes me feel must mean I'm really addicted. Sometimes I wonder if your love, is your love really real, or am I simply afflicted? Sometimes I wonder, is your love really real? That bugs me.
Yeah.
Analytically, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like the way that sounds.
Well, and even addicted, afflicted, it's the hat, cat, bat, that. Yeah. You're better than that. It took three people to write that. That's sad.
Comparing love to this particular drug, especially, and this is the problem that I have with it, right, is weird. I'm not lost. It's not lost on me that people compare love to a drug because it's addicting and it makes you do stupid shit and all that. You know what I mean? But you never sit down and ponder which drug that love is like, right? You know what I mean? Like, you never think about that.
I mean, if they actually went into the afflictions of being addicted to crack cocaine, and if that's how, like, oh, your love makes me feel like I want to run around naked in the street robbing my next door neighbors of their jewelry. That's how your love makes me feel. Like.
Yeah. Your love makes me itch scabs all over my face. You know, you never ponder what drug love is really like, is my point. You know, until now, Ozzy tells you love is like crack cocaine.
You ever suck dick for love?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly where I was going with that, Teresa. Good job. So yeah, here's and because this song is so Cat in the Hat ish, it's like every clip that I have is going to be a verse and a chorus and a verse and a chorus and a verse and a chorus.
Oh.
And it's just because of the way it's set up that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right. Anyway, here's another verse and chorus.
Yay.
All right. Here we go.
I can't stop thinking of you.
You know, I wasn't going to make mention of it, and we don't have to go back on it, but video cue. Have you noticed how animated that Ozzy is in this video?
He is a little bit animated. Like, he kind of looks like he's at least having a little fun.
Yeah, like, good for Ozzy. You know what I mean?
I know.
I'm glad he's having fun, but he looks like he's medicated on something because, you know, I know it's for the camera and shit, but most of the time you see Ozzy, he's fucking stumbling around. Oh, Sharon, whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? So when you see Ozzy in the limelight, in front of the camera, he's a totally different Ozzy, you know?
Oh,
and this
yeah.
This is for a music video, and he's fucking like 80 now or something. I don't even know how old Ozzy
is. He's like mid-70s, I think.
Yeah, so he's forcing it because you know what I'm saying? It just looks forced. I know he's doing it for the camera and all that shit, but it just looks like he's putting it on because he don't really do it anymore because he's been out of it so long.
Mm-hmm.
But Teresa, how come love can't be like PCP or bath salts or something?
Your love makes me want to eat your face.
Yeah, they're addicting, right? Or why can't love be like coffee or cigarettes? I mean, hell,
I know.
Cigarettes.
I need you first thing in the morning.
Yeah, cigarettes are more addicting than any fucking drug out there, they say.
Your love makes me want to take a shit.
Yeah, your love constipates me.
I'd hate to make another video cue, but I gotta say, so far, my favorite part of this is Cracky McGee in the background.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The most generic Cracky in all of LA. Yeah.
Just pushing around shopping carts.
Yeah.
At least he's the only, like, real reference to crack in the song.
Right, yeah. See, that was the funny thing to me, though, is just hearing Ozzy say crack cocaine is funny to me. Crack cocaine, or however he does it. It's just funny as shit.
Well, did he
every time
ever,
it came up in the video, it made me laugh. I don't know why.
Did he ever actually do crack? I mean, I know he's done
sure
like every drug.
I'm sure he has. I mean, I can't picture a world where Ozzy didn't do crack cocaine. I feel like Ozzy's done crack cocaine.
Done at least one speedball.
At least. Yeah. I mean, the man snorted. The man snorted ants, he drank piss, and bit the head off of bats. I'm pretty sure he smoked crack, Teresa.
My biggest complaint with this is boring. Like, I mean, musically, it's okay. It's your standard, you know, whatever rock song. But it's just like, lyrically, this is painfully boring. And it is, like I said before, it's incredibly cliche. Like, all you're doing is the Mad Libs love song.
Spin magazine calls it classic Ozzy, Teresa.
Well, it's classic Ozzy because Ozzy is old as fuck and he's in the song, so technically yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's classic Ozzy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're not wrong on that aspect, but as far as sounding like classic Ozzy, oh hell no. No, 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 no.
Classic Ozzy. Anyway, I think I've got another verse for you, Teresa.
Yay.
We're not even halfway through this thing.
I know.
All right, here we go.
Your love is like a drug that I can't control. I can't live with or without you. You keep me coming back again and again. You're even good in a bad dream.
You're even good in a bad dream.
Wait, I'm getting there. You're getting ahead of me, Teresa. Your love, your love is like a drug that I can't control. I can't live with or without you. You keep me coming back again and again. You're even good in a bad dream. That was my question, Teresa. What does even good in a bad dream mean?
That I guess you still have them.
Even though it's bad for you, it's really good. You know what I mean?
I guess it's kind of like that adage that's like pizza and sex are one and the same, that even if it's bad, it's still good.
I've said it over a million times in my life. There's no such thing as bad pussy. Because even when it's bad, it's still good. Because it's warm and wet. Anyway. I didn't get that part.
Like, are they trying? See, that's where it's confusing me. That it's like, is this supposed to be an actual tried and true love song? Like, I love you as much as I'd love crack cocaine. Or is this supposed to be a song about, like, a toxic relationship that you're as dangerous as crack cocaine? Like, that's what I don't understand. Because they keep crossing paths, and it's like, pick a fucking lane. Either this is about like love, or this is about like, you're so terrible for me, but I love you anyways, and I don't know why.
It's open to interpretation, I think, Teresa. But the even good in a bad dream, even though it's bad for you, it's still good. You know, like crack cocaine, like bath salts, like cigarettes, Teresa. All right, here's the chorus again. Like Marlboro Reds. It works, I'm telling you. It works for cigarettes too.
Well, I know he's British. I know he's got an accent. But what's bothering me is he's changing how he pronounces a word just to follow the rhyme scheme. Like again, just to get it to rhyme with pain.
And crack cocaine. I don't think I've ever heard, I've seen a lot of the Osbournes whenever it was on, but I don't think I've ever remember Ozzy saying again in his everyday speak. You know what I mean? Like you can barely understand what he says because he's mumbling anyway, but I don't think I remember him saying again.
No.
So yeah, that was one of my points. He's forcing words and you know, changing the way they're pronounced just to make a rhyme. And another thing about this, and I don't have this wrote down, but it just came to me. The whole back and forth with the rhyme scheme, it is really elementary. I know you said something about it being Dr. Seuss earlier, but it's really, we're over halfway now. We're about 2/3 done with this thing so far. And it's sing-songy kind of, you know what I mean? Like the rhyme scheme, it's too rhymey.
Well, and that's what's so disappointing, that it's just like, you know, even before you played the song, like I said, with everybody's, you know, background and, you know, their resume and everything, you would figure that there would have been, at least at the base level, a well-written song. It took 3 fucking people to write this song, and this is the best that they could get. That is sad. That is really sad.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of points here. So these guys are seasoned guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
We've said it 3 or 4 times now. I've also said 3 or 4 times so far that I hate drop D tuning and I hate drop D chugga chuggas because it's lazy.
Yeah.
Drop D tuning is changing the top string to where it drops a little lower, where it matches up in syncopation with a fucking few strings of the guitar.
Okay.
And it's a one finger motion, Teresa. There's no complex chords or anything. It's just a da da da. Da, 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 da,
oh, that's da, literally look, how simple
that's,
it is.
That's literally all drop D is. And that's what pisses me off about this. Like, you're supposed to be world renowned and fucking Grammy worthy, and you play for Billy fucking Idol, and you come up with this chugga chugga fucking riff. It's just laziness.
And where's the guitar solo? Like, we're almost done with the song.
Hold on, Teresa. I can't. Oh, you're getting ahead of me, damn it.
Okay.
Calm down.
Great minds, man. Great minds.
We're now to the deedly D portion of the song, Teresa.
Okay. Okay.
The video section of this solo has got like a Slash solo in November Rain kind of vibe to it, okay. Right?
Him on the cliff edge.
Yeah, it's not really a cliff edge, but he's on top of an abandoned building, and he's fucking, you know, it's a decent solo. I'm not going to take it away from him. He's, you know, he's pretty decent at the guitar, I would say. So you should have highlighted this a little earlier.
Yeah, like maybe 2.5 minutes ago.
Broke out a couple or something. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been great somewhere in all that chugga 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 shit. You know what I mean? But we've got to wait till you're 2/3, almost, you know, 3/4 of the way through the fucking song. But anyway, here is Billy Morrison's guitar solo, Teresa.
Ooh. That wasn't so bad. I will say that was a decent guitar solo. It could have been better. But that wasn't bad.
Teresa, I can explain all of this, okay?
So, explain away.
Real quick, though, it's a little lackluster for an Ozzy song. I mean, it's kind of hard to follow in the footsteps of Zakk Wylde.
Yeah.
Zakk Wylde comes up with some crazy fucking guitar riffs for some Ozzy songs, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Zakk Wylde is a far more better guitar player than this dipshit.
Yeah. Well, he's better than both of them combined.
This fucking fat Nikki Sixx looking motherfucker. I don't know.
I see it now.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. Like, you're fucking 60. Why are you still dressed like that?
Oof.
But it's okay for a solo riff for somebody that's been playing guitar for 20 years or so. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
it's fine. But it's no Zakk Wylde, is what I'm saying.
No, not at all.
So, we're about a minute out, Teresa.
Finally.
I'm going to try to wrap this thing up. But I think it's got a crack cocaine chorus in it or something, I think.
Yay.
But we've got a minute of it, so here you go. Okay, so it's 30 seconds of credits. Good job, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm done with that shit.
Yeah, I am too.
Crack cocaine. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, at least Ozzy looks like he's having a little bit of fun, you know, even if he is medicated, he looks like he's having fun, you know, but... No, why would he attach himself to this? Like, is he struggling for money? I know, like, illness treatment's expensive, but I don't know. He's from Britain, and don't they have universal health care?
Ozzy does not need the fucking money, Teresa. Are you kidding me? But that's crack cocaine. I tell you one thing that's not like crack cocaine, Teresa.
What is not like crack cocaine?
This fucking song.
No.
I'm going to put it down and never pick it back up again, Teresa, unless it makes it through to the qualifier. Then I'll dabble in some crack cocaine again, I guess.
Yeah, I can say that I don't think I'm going to relapse. I think I'm one and done.
Hopefully.
This should be used as a PSA.
Yeah, hopefully. They should play this in all the elementary schools across the country.
Yes.
Say no to drugs, kids, because Ozzy said so.
This is what's going to happen to you if you listen to crack cocaine and if you do crack cocaine.
Yeah, you'll be a billionaire like Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah.
Oh no, what have we done?
Yeah. Anyway, but that's my submission this week, Teresa.
Well,
Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness.
We are kind of in the same vein.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yes, I have brought an aging rock star, someone who
Mick Jagger.
Yeah,
I call that, it. Is it no. Mick Jagger? Damn no. it!
He wishes. I'll say that. Are you familiar with a little band? I don't know. They kind of had a stint in the 70s. A little band called Kiss.
Oh no! Yeah. I know Kiss, Teresa. Who the fuck doesn't know Kiss?
Okay. Well, you know, there's been some rumors going around that, you know, Kiss is going to be bringing back their whole act in AI and that they're going to be using the original members. Well, there's one member of the band who did not care for that. Do you remember?
That's Ace, right?
Yeah, the spaceman Ace Frehley.
Yeah, I read a little article about this not too long ago.
Well, Ace has put out an album that actually just got released February 23rd, 2024.
It's a Kiss diss track. It's a Kiss diss, right? Please tell me it's a Kiss diss album.
No, but he was brazen enough to say that his album will do much better and sound much better than anything Kiss can put out.
Oh.
Yes. So.
So this is like a Pink Floyd, Roger Waters kind of deal.
Kind of. Yeah. Hmm. Except I will say that Ace Frehley, he is a talented guitarist.
Okay.
He's a talented guitarist. singer, he is not.
He can't sing.
Yes.
Sing. Okay.
He released his album, 10,000 Volts.
When?
That was the one that was released on February 23rd of this year.
Oh, so it's brand new.
It is brand new.
You just said that, right?
Yep. And he has already put out a few songs, and one of them was called Cherry Medicine.
Oh, I hate the cherry kind. Grape and bubblegum is the best.
But remember that song that Alice Cooper put out with Kesha, how he was being all like kind of sexy and creepy?
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to say Ace Frehley is going to outdo him in talking about sexy women and sex.
Oh. This is creepy grandpa Ace Frehley vibes?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And so this song was just released, I believe, about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And critics so far have given him a resounding meh. Oh. Yeah, that of course there's going to be like some of those reviewers who are like diehard Kiss fans, and no matter what any Kiss member does, that is always going to be gold. And oh, this is pioneering. He still got it. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the true reviewers are like, yeah, Ace put out an album. Neat. Because it's averaging, I would say, about like 5.5 out of 10 or like 3.5 out of 10 or like 3.5 out of 5. Like, wow. It, like I said, a resounding meh.
Jeez.
But this is one of those, it goes by quick, kind of like yours, that it's shorter than yours, thank God. There's going to be a few things I'm going to point out in this that share some similarities with the Ozzy song that really agitated me. So how do you feel about just getting right into her?
Yeah, kick it. Let's get it.
All right. So here's Ace Frehley, Cherry Medicine. So first thoughts.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy. Teresa, this sounds like a fucking garage band.
Yeah.
Old boy on the guitar over there sounds like he just learned how to play a power chord.
I will say musically, it does pick up once he gets to the chorus line.
Well, but don't bore us with this bullshit. Get to the chorus, Teresa.
Well, you got about another minute till we get to that.
Oh no!
But like I said,
Teresa, I give you like three or four choruses with the Ozzy song. Damn it!
Well, unfortunately, Ace isn't as talented or untalented or however you want to view it. But
he looks like okay. So visual cue. It's not pulled up on the screen right now, but we'll get to it in a minute, and you'll be able to see. Ace Frehley looks like if you went to Bing AI creator, image creator, and you typed in Joey Ramone or any of the Ramones, right?
He has not aged well at all, and him dyeing his hair black is not helping.
And it gives you this guy. He looks like a Ramone reject. I don't know, the nose, the lips, I don't know what it is. It's weird.
Well, and I know Ace, I think he's originally from like Brooklyn or Bronx, so he does have like a New York accent, but this man cannot sing, does not know how to hide his accent. Like you can tell he's trying to sing through it, but he can't.
Oh, so this is going to be like a Dee Dee Ramone type thing?
Kinda, yeah.
Oh, great. Great. You win, Teresa. You win.
Yay.
I brought Ozzy of all... God damn it. Fucking Ace Frehley's garage band over here.
That's essentially like what it is.
I feel like I'm watching the Pauly Shore and the Krusties or whatever the fuck.
Well, and that's what's disappointing, too, about this song. And I mean, like I said, it does pick up again once he gets to, like, the chorus. But he does have, unfortunately, I don't have it in my notes, but he does have a secondary singer and secondary guitarist with him that I don't know what they're trying to do, if it's trying to be like a Jerry Cantrell and, you know, like that type.
It's geriatric. That's what it is.
Yeah, it is geriatric.
Yeah, this is Ace Frehley and the Geriatrics, Teresa.
And it's like he's singing higher, but when they harmonize, it doesn't sound right. Like, it sounds like they should be singing two different songs. So it's very off-putting.
Okay.
So how about we hit play on this and let's
continue. Please. Please.
I knew I had to change my ways for sure to keep you by my side. You're captivating.
The fuck?
I love you, Cherry Medicine. You heal my every need and song. You got me, Cherry Medicine. You make me feel better when you're in your black leather. Cherry Medicine, yeah, you're the one.
Cherry Medicine?
Yes. Now, that is the most force. Like, I'll forgive Ozzy for his again pain, but I have never in my life once heard somebody pronounce medicine as medicine.
No, never. No, not once.
Because even when I was asking my husband, I'm just like, if you were singing the word medicine, how would you sing it? He's like, well, medicine. How else?
Your love is like bad medicine. Yeah, that's how you do that.
Yeah. But he stretched it out to say medicine just to get it to rhyme with one. That is desperation on a whole new level, like achievement unlocked for bad songwriting.
Definitely. Yeah, Teresa, I think I might throw in the hat, and we can keep going, obviously, but you win.
Well, it's not up to us.
I really hope the polls reflect that, because you win, hands down, in my opinion. If you don't win this week, I'm going to be pissed off.
I'll be pissed off, too. It seems like the shitheads have it in for me.
Yeah, I give up. Yeah, this is bad.
Well,
like, the musicianship is terrible. It sounds like they recorded it in his living room. He can't sing. The fucking harmonizing is off, like you say. Like, this is bad all the way around.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, during that part when they're both harmonizing, like, that was my instant thought. It's just like, what, you're trying to do some Alice in Chains type shit? Like, and it sounded like two different songs, and it just hurt my ears.
They all look like generic versions of actual celebrities.
Yeah.
I think the bass player looks like a knockoff Jason Momoa, the big dude with the fucking, I think it's the bass player. The fucking drummer looks like crackhead Matthew Lillard. I don't get it.
And even too, like in the video that it's just silly. Like I don't know if Ace is a married man. I'm sure he has been married numerous times because he's a rock star. Why not?
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's like, actually, let me just look it up because now I'm curious how old this man is.
He's late 60s, 70s, I'd say.
Yeah, he's 72. He has women walking around in leather outfits pretending to be like, ooh, you got me so hot, spaceman. And it's just like, he looks like a burn victim wearing a wig. There is no woman on this earth who is going to be attracted to you.
He does look like he's in disguise, don't he?
Yes. I think he's in witness protection.
Oh, shit. That's pretty good.
But it is. It's gross. When it doesn't matter, you know, like I said, with Alice Cooper or like even with Gene Simmons, how he still tries to pretend he's sexy, which he's never been sexy. But it's like, ew, you're gross. I don't want to hear you talk about being horny. And I don't want to hear you talk about having women be horny for you.
It's the tongue, Teresa. Gene had the tongue. That's why he was famous with the ladies.
I saw that sex tape. That was sad.
Yeah, he could lick a pussy and touch her tonsils. I mean, that's kind of impressive.
Let's
get back to the cherry medicine.
Okay, yeah. I think I need a dose of medicine.
Yeah.
When I wake up and I'm next to you, it puts a smile on my face. You satisfy my every need. You put an ending to the chase.
Okay, I just have to pause it real quick here, but okay, you know how good of a guitarist like Ace was back in the day.
Yeah.
Have you noticed how he's playing the guitar?
Very Michael J. Fox-ish.
Yes. He's just sitting there strumming. That's all he does in this song.
Well, that's how you play a guitar, Teresa. You strum it.
No, I know, but he's not doing anything. It's just strum. He's not even moving his hand. He's strumming.
He's not doing anything up here on the neck of it is what you mean. He's just strumming the... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like that entire section when he's on the couch. He's just like strumming. No neck movement, nothing.
Well, peek behind the curtain, Teresa. In music videos, most of the time, the instruments aren't plugged in. They're just mimicked and played for the music video. So chances are...
If he's mimicking it, then that's what he did in the song.
Absolutely. You should make the finger motions up here on the neck. Yeah, I get. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
Okay, let's continue.
I was just saying, you know, as far as like hearing the guitar and all that shit, they're probably not, he's probably not hearing anything.
No. He probably doesn't even have his hearing
anymore. Before you press play, the mix of this sounds like they're playing it live, and it sounds like shit live like that. They recorded it that way. You know what I mean? Like, this is the video, and that's the fucking recording of it.
I think it is, because it is very tinny.
Ah, yeah, man. I doubt this is definitely a studio version. It just sounds like it's recorded in his fucking living room, which it may have been the studio.
Yeah.
Anyway. What even was that solo?
The most laziest
solo
from somebody who used to be considered a rock god.
I'm not gonna get technical just because I can't get too technical because I'm an intermediate guitar player. I just know when I hear things, that was not put together well at all. Like, this man was just... like, it was just... Oh, it was noise.
It was pewdly pews.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's it. Pewdly pews. Well,
and even, too, like, with that guitar solo, like, you know... I was anticipating, it's like, there's got to be a guitar solo in here. It's Ace fucking Frehley. Come on. And, like, there was no lead up to it. It was just, like, there was a little bit of whatever was going on. And then just, like, pew 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 pew. And it's just, like, what?
And Teresa, he even made the backup singer, like the other guys here singing on the backup here, he even made them say Metason.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, Teresa, I give up. I don't know. Like, this is bad.
And So, when you were saying, like, you know, when a song makes you sad, cringe, angry...
Yeah,
you know, I went through the whole grieving process through this.
Yeah, see, I'm not really tied to a Kiss like that or any of the bandmates, so I'm not sad about it. Like, it is sad, but I'm not sad about it. But I am cringing. I am hating it. And it sucked. Dude, this sucked, Teresa. Like, all the way around. Like, this better go really far in the competition this year.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Wow. I just can't get over how, like, shittily it's mixed and put together. And he thought this was okay.
And this is what he's claiming is going to take out the Kiss album.
Bro, I was just getting ready to ask you about that. This is what he's saying is going to fucking wipe Kiss out?
Yes, he says that this album will outperform and outshine what Kiss is planning on doing.
Teresa. I'm not a huge Kiss fan, okay?
No.
I know Kiss music. I'm familiar with Kiss, but I'm not like a huge Kiss fan, right? Gene Simmons could write a number one hit in his fucking sleep over this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and it just goes to show that very obviously that's why Gene and Paul were the songwriters and Ace and Peter were not. Because if this is his dose of Metason that he's going to give Kiss, you're gagging on this shit. Like, choke it down.
Yeah, no way. This is really bad, Teresa. Good job. Good
Yay, thank
fucking
you.
Job.
Well, we've got about a minute 20 left of this.
All right.
I'll pause it when I need to.
All right, I'm a little high right now, and I've had a few beers. I'm gonna try to put this thought together, and I want you to help me, okay?
Okay, I'm here for it. Lay it
on
me.
So he wants, he makes you his cherry medicine, something and some. Like you give me all I need and some, right?
I love you, cherry medicine. You heal my every need and some. You got me cherry medicine. You make me feel better when you're in your black leather. Cherry medicine, yeah, you're the one.
Okay, so harken back to the Christian Blatt episode we did with the Smokey Robinson gasms, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
What's the lyric that Smokey said about every gasm or something along the lines of what Ace is talking about here, but just worded different? I might be too high for this. But it sounded, the lyric is different, but it's worded different, but it means the same thing. I don't know. I'm thinking way too out of the box here. I'm trying to astral project somewhere else other than right now, Teresa, because this is bad.
When I hear your voice, my eardrums start to quiver. It's a sexy sound, makes my love come down.
No. It's in the beginning, like the first couple lines in the beginning. Okay. Or in the second part of the verse or something.
When I look at you, it makes me feel better than, or yeah, when I look at you, it makes me feel better than good.
Better than good. That's it. Yeah. Same lyric, just worded different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I might be too high for this. My bad.
Well, and that's the thing, that it's just like these lyrics are so simple. I mean, it's kind of like yin and yang here as far as like the topic. Like, I mean, they're both love songs, but this is like, it's so childish.
They're both about drugs, Teresa.
I know. Maybe he's robo-tripping. But it's like, you make me smile. You make me feel happy, you know.
I wonder how much Ace Frehley paid these bitches to be in the video.
Oh, I would be willing to bet that was 90% of the budget. It had to have been.
There's some hot chicks in that lineup.
Yeah,
Ace Frehley didn't pull them bitches, that's for sure.
No. They're there just to say that they got to be in a rock video. That's it.
Yeah. From a guy from Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we can move on. I'm ready to get this over with, Teresa.
Okay. Please. Yep. We have less than a minute left.
Come on. The repetitiveness of the ending just seals the deal, Teresa.
But at least they faded it out.
They did that. They did do that.
So yeah, that's the 1-2 punch from Ace Frehley.
All right, guys. I just had a thought for the people listening and not watching this. To tell you what Ace Frehley looks like right now in this music video, I just put it all together. You ready?
Yes.
This is Lou Diamond Phillips dressed up as Danny Trejo, dressed up as Ace Frehley. That's what this dude looks like.
Played by Daniel Day-Lewis.
Right. Yeah. Played by Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah. Yeah. That ties it all together, right?
Yes. That's the best description.
Wow. You know what, Teresa?
Yes, sir.
I have been beaten this week, I think. Like, I've got my 20 lashes or whatever the fuck, and I'm going home now. I'm taking my lunch, and I'm going the fuck home.
Hey, yours was bad, too.
Now, Teresa, let's not be coy here. That song that you just played me was far worse than the fucking Ozzy song.
I will agree. I will agree. I think in my heart of hearts.
Hands down. Hands down.
But that Ozzy song was also unnecessary. This is more unnecessary, but the Ozzy Crack Cocaine song was also unnecessary.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how they wound up both being about medicine or drugs or whatever the fuck.
I know.
Wow. Yeah. A bunch of washed up ass rock stars, Teresa. That's what it is. Yeah,
and boy, are they making a resurgence. Like, flip on YouTube, put on like new rock releases, and it is inundated with old folks who are releasing shit who have no business releasing shit.
In the last 2 months in my YouTube algorithm, because I get a lot of stand up, I get a lot of music, obviously, I get just a plethora of different shit that I watch on YouTube all the time. But sometimes I click on the music tab at the top up there. And it gives me all the new music and music that I listen to and I'm familiar with and all this. But it seems like over the last couple months, and this is just talking about rock music in general, there's been an insurgence, like you say, of new rock music from older bands.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about bands like, you know, we got Ozzy, that I just showed you. You've got this fucking Ace Frehley fella. You have fucking... The Black Crows are putting out new music.
Yeah. Ministry just put out a new album.
Fucking Bush, Green Day, like everybody's putting out new music, like all at the same time. So it's crazy because, you know, a person like myself who is nostalgic for music like Green Day and stuff like that, like I'm going to click on it and I'm going to watch it because I like Green Day. But when you've got a fucking new Bush album, I'm going to click on that shit too. But I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is, how can they share the clicks and the likes and the buys of the downloads and all that shit when everybody's putting it all out at the same time? You think the music industry would get together or something and like space them out to where everybody gets an equal share?
I think it's just basically you know, we've talked about it before. It's cashing in on the nostalgia that like they've seen some of these other bands make it big with, I mean, case in point, look at Blink 182. They cashed in on the nostalgia shit hard. And it's disappointing. Yep. Their new shit is fucking terrible. And lo and behold, all these old artists who are putting out new albums, that their stuff, it's underwhelming. I mean, I'm with you that it's just like, yeah, with like Bush and, you know, some of those other bands, I'll give it a listen. But even with Bush, like I listened to their first song, completely underwhelming. It's not even anything compared to what they used to do. And it's like, why are you doing this?
We just talked about this before the show. Sum 41 has put out a fucking song a week for like a month now.
Yeah.
You may as well put the whole album out at this point, fellas.
Just drop the whole thing.
It all sounds the same.
Yeah.
I've listened to most of it, just a 30-second clip of it to see if it's show-worthy or not. And it all is, but I can't just bring fucking Sum 41 every time we get a punk episode or a pop punk episode or something.
Yeah.
There's just so much of it.
Well, and it is, and it's like a rogues gallery of shit, and it's just like, we could start a new show just going over new releases, but it's just like, what's the fun in that?
Yeah. Well, we can sit here and go back and forth about it all we want to, Teresa.
Yes, but we can.
It's not up to us.
No, it's not. It never is.
I haven't voted in a very, very long time.
Same.
So I don't get a say. I can give you my opinion, and my opinion is I think you smoked my ass this week. welcome back.
Yeah,
fucking,
thanks.
Fucking Teresa. But, yeah. Pew, 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 pew. If you think that Ozzy Osbourne singing about crack cocaine, but not really, with some washed up has been fucking guitarist for Billy Idol. I don't know where these guys even came from. Like they just, who the fuck Billy Morrison is and why he deserves a solo project is beyond me. But if you think that song sucks, vote for that one. If you think that this fucking
Cherry Medicine
garage band by a fucking former Kiss member or a Kiss member, I'm not sure the status right now, but
oh, he's Kiss. Former.
It's fucking Kiss. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking Kiss. Anybody that was in Kiss when they were popular, they represent Kiss for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Lives, rather. This is a bad representation.
It's a bad representation of Ace, Kiss, of music.
Yeah, so vote for that one. That's the one you need to vote for. Vote for that one. Don't vote for mine. Vote for that. I want it to be 100% unanimous fucking clean sweep this week.
Oh, that would make me so giddy.
I don't want one vote.
I will take all the votes gleefully.
Oh, man. Good job, Teresa, again.
Thank you. Good job. I'm glad I could bring such a solid turd for my comeback.
Yeah, that was a hot, wet, stinky one.
Oh, Jesus yes.
Christ.
That spackled the toilet.
Right. But that's about as good a place as any to wrap it up, I think, Teresa.
I think so.
We bitched about bringing rock back, and now look what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
I did this to myself, is what
you
I did.
You did.
But that's all I got, Teresa. So I guess we'll see y'all next week. And until next time, I'm Red.
And I'm Teresa.
Later.
Bye. Head over to shittysong.show, where you can access past Shitty Song of the Year winners, where you can vote and see weekly poll results. If you'd like to support the show, sign up at patreon.com/SSOTW for the $5 shitbox gear. Every Sunday, you will gain early voting access and the video version of the show. Also, you'll get hidden tracks, shit blankets, and
the
so much more.
Blankets.
Hey!
Reach out to us on Twitter at RedSSOTW and join the Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, and hang out with us, guests, and other listeners.